you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975, you can also text the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. First hour, all over the place. A lot of sportsy stuff. A lot of semi-sportsy stuff. Somebody mentions Junction Jack, all-time worst.
Yeah, it's bad.
What did the Oilers, I don't remember what the Oilers was. I remember that crazy George who beat the drum. Did that count?
I don't know.
Yeah. I never thought about the bear not making any sense. Now I'm totally, you've ruined clutch for me. So, what are the odds we see O.J. Simpson back as a sideline reporter in the XFL? I don't think so. I'm pretty clear about not having criminals in the league. So, guess what I have? I have the top nine things to do in Houston this weekend. From Culture Map.
Okay.
Let's see where we fit. Eric Sandler wrote it this week.
Okay.
Interestingly enough. Not Marcy. So here we go. Starting with today. Find a new set of wheels at the 2018 Houston Auto Show. The 35th annual event features all the latest models from more than 30 manufacturers spread out across the more than 800,000 feet NRG Center. Open today through Monday. Is that something you would do?
That's a hard no.
I'm going to go with a no. Jong?
I've gone before.
Oh, Jong leads 1-0.
What'd you go for?
Look at cars. It was a long time ago. It was like college, I think.
Were you looking to buy a car? You just wanted to see some cool cars?
Yeah, just to see cool cars, right, concepts, and whatnot.
But the question is not, have you been to one before? Because I've been to one before, too. Would you go?
Would I go?
This weekend.
I mean, if I didn't have anything to do and we're looking for something to do, I would go.
Okay. All right. Also tonight, everyone's favorite TV show comes to Sugar Land in the form of The Price is Right Live. For one night only, randomly selected attendees will have the opportunity to come on down for the chance to play classic games like Plinko, Spin the Big Wheel, and even compete for a fabulous showcase. Can even win prizes right from your seats.
Oh, I would definitely go to that.
I would like to go to that, too.
That would be fun.
What time is that?
8 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Huh. Dang, but then if we leave here after the show, try to get there. There's going to be a giant line.
Yeah, we'd never make it. We didn't plan in advance.
No.
But I've always wanted to be on The Price is Right. As you know, it's my dream job to host The Price is
Are
Right.
Are you a $1 guy or a dollar over the highest bidder?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's basic strategy.
That's called strategy, pal. What, you wouldn't do that?
No, I would do it.
Of course you would.
But some people are staunchly against it. Well, those people are.
They're the people who stay on contestants' row.
Yeah,
and they never get up and have a chance to spin the big wheel.
Tomorrow, comedian Joe Rogan brings his Strange Times tour to Revention Music Center for two sets.
I was planning on going to this. Plans changed, and I sold my tickets. But yes,
yeah, I would go.
I would go to that. Yeah.
Okay, I think maybe. Kaleidoscope Houston brings an evening of art, film, music, and fashion to the Museum of Health with Houstonary 2018. This is also Friday. The one-night-only event features performances, film screenings, a fashion show, a pop-up shop, as well as a chance to preview the museum's new Biorhythm music and body exhibit created by Science Gallery at Trinity College Dublin. Advance tickets are highly recommended.
I got to tell you, I stopped listening halfway through that description, so I'm going to say no.
Yeah, with the art, film, music,
like
I was
lost me at some point. Like when you say The Price is Right, like my ears perk up.
Right.
You started talking, and I zoned off.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
Okay. Original Harlem Globetrotters demonstrate the ball handling wizardry, basketball artistry, and one-of-a-kind family entertainment that has made them world famous. We actually had Scooter on the other day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if my kids wanted to go, I would go.
But your kids have no interest in it.
Not anymore. They're too old.
Yeah. Mine are probably, I don't know, maybe my kids would be interested, but no, I'm not going to that.
John?
Yeah, if I had kids, I'd go to it.
Okay. Join thousands of supporters, advocates, and breast cancer survivors for the 27th annual Susan G. Komen Houston Race for the Cure. The event raises funds to help the Komen Foundation. Actually, don't know if we signed up for this one or not, but that's one I would do.
No.
$40 registration?
No. I don't pay money to run.
Okay. John?
I would.
All right. I'm the only one on that one.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bayou Brewing Company celebrates its 6th anniversary by tapping over 40 special anniversary brews, as well as several classic drafts. It'll be the brewery's last anniversary party before moving to its new pub in Sawyer Yards. I would go to this, except I have to be at the track.
I would go to this if I wasn't doing Sober January, yeah, because I've been to every other one of their anniversary parties. And whatever you think about Buffalo Bayou's beer, those dudes know how to throw a rager. And, I mean, ticket, what does
it like
say?
Their beer, though.
Does it say ticket cost?
$40.
$40. And it's all the beer you can drink. There's no, like, tickets you walk around with or something like that. It's you go, and it, whatever line you're willing to wait in, they'll fill you up. You drink it. You go to the next line. I mean, truth be told, I've had to be literally carried out of that party a couple times. So, yes, I would go if I wasn't doing Sober January.
No, I was hoping it started sooner so I could go before I go to the track, but it starts. I have to be at the track from 6 to 8. Oh,
you don't want to go before you do anything anyway.
Oh, I'd be more fun. But, yeah, I would go. John?
Oh, I'd go. What time is it at?
6 o'clock.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Yeah. So it's like...
What, are you busy?
I'm going to do a show.
It's on Saturday.
Oh, it's on Saturday. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll look into this.
You should go to that. Yeah. It's a good time, man. Yeah. It is a great time.
I wish I could go. Nothing says a night of family fun like watching a 12-foot-tall, 10,000-pound truck with at least 1,500 horsepower fly 130 feet in the air. Monster Jam at NRG.
I don't like monster trucks. No.
I'm against those monster trucks. I know it's against my religion not to like them, but I don't.
That's one of the things that, like, I know it's like a sort of a manly thing that, like, real men are supposed to be into.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not one of those dudes who's into monster trucks.
Yeah, I'm not either. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
But how about with the dog thing?
That's a Randy Jackson thing.
Oh, okay. You've been watching that Geico commercial, huh?
Oh, is he on there?
You haven't seen that?
No,
it's hilarious.
Like where it's actual dogs and he's talking to dogs.
Yeah, like no. Randy Jackson is a...
He's judging a dog show.
Is a dog show? I'm not feeling you, dog.
Whoa, J-Rap says, I've heard tickets for The Price is Right are $250 a piece.
What?
I might not go to that then, unless I was guaranteed to...
You know, you're famous. You should be able to get up there. And finally, I head to Midtown South Main Baptist Church to hear the future, the Houston Chamber Choir's 19th annual choral festival. It features 3 outstanding choirs. I can stop there. No.
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 All right. So Jong and I are the most cultured. But there's a, you know what? I think this is the one we've had the most that we'd all do. It's probably because Eric did it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because usually it's Marcy and she's doing, you know, stuff that probably we wouldn't like. We're just not that cultured. So, regardless, that's available at Culture Map Houston. Go check them out.
Smart Financial Center website, their tickets are between $40 and $50, but they're all sold out. Nothing on Ticketmaster, and I'm about to check StubHub. I'm guessing that's where they got the ticket prices from.
Don't we have any connections at that place? Is that one, right? We ought to have some connections there. We ought to be able to not only get in, but get called up to the stage.
The lowest ticket price on StubHub is $71.50.
Mm. Okay.
That's reasonable.
That's probably in one of the seats that will never get called.
Yeah.
You'll never come on down.
Mm.
And, you know, if you go to... It's not like Let's Make a Deal. That one, like, almost everyone can have some audience involvement. If you're just wearing a funny costume, they'll come talk to you. But on Price is Right, I think it's pretty much luck of the draw on your seat.
Mm. Yeah, and
call you or not.
The highest is $600.
Man.
It's most expensive.
I better be guaranteed to come on down for $600. But you know you're not. Hey, Did you see that the Milwaukee Brewers are making some moves?
I did.
Milwaukee Brewers trying to become the next small market team to make a splash. I guess it was last night they announced they had signed Yu Darvish.
Yeah, I knew they were talking to him, and I was surprised to see that they actually got it done.
Moments ago, according to Ken Rosenthal, Christian Yelich traded to the Milwaukee Brewers. So look at them trying to make some things happen.
It's a good pickup for him.
That is good.
I guess Minnesota's the other small market team.
Yeah,
you could throw them into the mix, but good for them. I was a little surprised because I thought Minnesota was going to make a run at Darvish too.
I think they tried.
Early on, they talked about it.
It lets you know the Brewers are pretty serious.
Yeah. Good for them. Good to see them spending some money.
They say, I think they still need some more pitching, but
that's a step in the right direction.
It's a start.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I guess the Marlins are just getting rid of everybody that can play even a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the Marlins do this every once in a while. Normally, they do this right after they win something.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. And there's, I guess, like, there's a lot of Marlins fans who are pissed off at Derek Jeter. Who would have thought, if I'd asked you 5 years ago, who would have a higher approval rating, Derek Jeter or A-Rod?
Yeah.
You would have locked in on Jeter, right? Yeah. Well, everybody's bitching about the job he's doing as an owner. Meanwhile, A-Rod gets promoted to Sunday Night Baseball. He's like,
yeah,
he's got himself a good gig all of a
sudden. Reinvented himself.
Yeah, people like him.
Higher approval rating, Derek Jeter or Donald Trump?
Oh, Derek Jeter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not in Miami.
Even in Miami, trust me. You know what I mean? Minorities are in Miami.
Yeah. he loves minorities. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember that time he ate the taco salad? I mean, that's that proves it. All right, guys, it's a new year. Time for you to be the healthiest you can be in 2018. Man Centers is helping everyone meet their New Year's resolutions. Affecting almost 35% of adults in the U.S., metabolic syndrome is now one of the fastest growing health issues. It's a grouping of five risk factors. If you've got a large waist size, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, low HDL, or high blood sugar, maybe you're having heavy snoring going on, sleep apnea, the Man Center's focus is not simply treating the symptoms, but correcting the underlying problem that's causing this poor health. It's time to get you on track to a better life. Man Center's Better Lives Start Here. And due to the overwhelming success of the program, Man Center's is now the home of free general male wellness checkups. The doctors at Man Center's are rolling out the red carpet for all you guys in 2018, breaking down the barriers that hold you back from becoming a healthier man. Now there's no excuse. That's a $150 value. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. You could go to Houston at Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland, or off 249 in Tomball. Man Center's, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
And best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, 'cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in. And said I just got my first paycheck from the calendar year pay period and my check with the tax cuts, so I'm pretty high on Trump today. I didn't really notice if there were any cuts in my check.
You didn't get a bunch of money handed back to you?
No. I don't really pay attention. I mean, I know it sounds silly, but the wife kind of keeps up with all our finances. So Tyler sent us a story that all the contestants are handpicked.
So they already know if they're coming on?
Yeah, they know if they're coming on, but the rest of the audience doesn't.
And then Jerry was telling me, he came in during the break, and he was telling me that he went to one of the shows in California, and he had the first 200, 250 people to line up in line, and they start lining you up at 3 a.m. And basically, if you don't get handed a ticket, you have to come back at noon. And then once you're there, they break you up into different groups, and then they'll kind of interview you pretty quickly. And then if you don't have enough energy, they'll say next, and then they won't choose you.
I don't have that much energy. I don't know if they'd pick me. Plus, I'm not exactly what you'd call camera friendly.
You'd be entertaining, though.
Yeah. I'll take my shirt off. I'll paint my chest if they want.
You can come into, you can go wearing a chicken costume.
That's a good idea, but I think that's the wrong game show.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can still go.
That's Let's Make a Deal. I don't think they're going to call me up there in a chicken suit.
I say you should go as Foghorn Leghorn, sir.
No. You just have to be super excited.
No. Yeah, that's hard for me.
It is for me, too. But, I mean, I would be excited, but I'm not great at, like, over-the-top excitement. That's not my thing.
Yeah. Like jumping up and down and screaming. Yeah. God, I don't know the last time I was that excited about anything. 936 said, heard who I think was Ken Hoffman on with Dell earlier. Not impressed. You're the top Hoffman, AJ.
Well, that's Raheel and Ken Hoffman are boys. They go back.
Yeah?
Yeah, they go back to the old 1560 days.
713 says you should just go as Clutch the Bear.
Yeah. Nah. That's an absurd mascot.
713-780. ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. Did you see this story about how Nick Starkel got a date, the A&M quarterback?
No.
He apparently went to a diner over the weekend, met a woman he liked, but didn't get a chance to speak to her or get her phone number, so he went to Twitter. He says, I need some help, Aggieland. If anyone knows a girl named Lindsay that works at Hullabaloo Diner, DM me. Hope this works. Guess what?
It worked.
It worked. Said, headed to get ice cream with Lindsay. Twitter makes dreams come true.
I mean, I got to be honest. If you're the quarterback of Texas A&M in College Station, you should have your pick of the litter.
Yeah. Lindsay should be tweeting out to, hey, right. Can anybody?
OMG, met Nick Starkel today. And like some dude would be like, Nick Starkel, LOL, Ags blow, they're blah, blah, blah. 8th place in the SEC, and then at the end of the day, he's sitting home jealous because he really wishes he could have gone on a date with Nick Starkel.
I think the funny thing would have been to DM him and say, yeah, I know Lindsay, that's my wife.
Oh, that would have been good.
That would have been funny. Oh, well.
But the Jeannie Bou, how do you pronounce the last
Bouchard.
Name? Bouchard, the tennis player. She went on, I guess last year, some guy asked her on a date, and she said if the Patriots win, they were down 28-3. And
oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. They went on a couple of other dates over the past year, so I don't know if they're a thing or not, but I think they went on they're about to go to the Super Bowl together.
Yeah, so I think somebody offered them tickets to go together because they thought it was cool.
And then she tweeted out a photo of them on a couch together or something, and she was like without makeup on, so I'm guessing they were hanging out too, so I don't know.
What's she doing tweeting out photos without makeup?
I don't know.
That's not a good thing. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Take some calls today, maybe. We already had one. That wasn't bad. Actually, I think yesterday we had one of the best calls we've had in a long time.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
The guy was talking about how all these guys who supported the steroid dudes are in the Hall of Fame, but the steroid dudes aren't.
Yeah. I thought that was good. The managers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Torre.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good call.
That was a good call.
So it's actually been a pretty good week for the listeners. Oh, I don't know if you
saw. They've had worse.
I don't know if you saw this, but in China, they've actually cloned monkeys.
What?
Yes, they've cloned monkeys.
You like cloning?
I wouldn't mind a clone.
I don't know. I don't like that. I'm against it.
If I could get a clone like any of the orphan black chicks. So I've always, that was an argument I used to have with my wife. If it's a clone, is it cheating? And I don't think so.
I would guess not.
Yeah. But all the clones are really different in there, and they all look different. But yeah, apparently the cloning of primates was long thought to be fundamentally more difficult than horses, sheep, and other mammals, but it's
being done now.
It's a significant advance, says Arnold Craigstein, director of the Stem Cell Center at UCSF.
Well, we're there.
Says nobody has been able to create a clone non-human primate. So if we can do a monkey.
We can do a man.
A man is next. In a news conference in China, one of the paper's authors, Mooming Poo.
Morning Poo?
Mooming Poo. God, there's so many things that we could go there.
That's an unfortunate name.
It is. It is.
It's like, thanks a lot, Dad.
See, I knew this was coming. I'm surprised.
I feel it. I feel it.
Don't monkeys throw poo?
Yes.
That makes it very appropriate. Josh Rapp says, isn't this how Planet of the Apes starts? Somebody put Charlton Heston on a spaceship. Lamont said, now I'm trying to picture you guys at a concert. You were This Is Too Loud guys. I'll be honest, I haven't been to a concert in a while. I've kind of lost interest in them. I mean, I've pretty much seen everybody I want to see.
Yeah.
And
I think I am that Too Loud guy. I don't worry about Too Loud, but I am, I don't mind I'd prefer to have a seat over general admission.
Yeah. I guess it's not so much loud. For me, it's crowds. I've gotten where I just don't like dealing with crowds at all, no matter what it is.
I'm with you.
I don't even like it when we're in Vegas and the MGM's packed to the gills with people before a fight.
Yeah.
I hate walking through there. I don't know what it is. Here's an interesting question. If you kill your clone, is that considered murder?
Suicide.
Oh, yeah, it'd be suicide, wouldn't it? I don't know. That's a very good metaphysical question. These are all things we have to explore now. Because the clones are coming.
Clones deserve human rights?
I don't know. I think also a good question. If your clone impregnates a woman and has a child, do you have to pay child support for that?
No way.
I mean, technically, it'd be yours, right? Same DNA?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're the original, right?
That's why they're not allowing human cloning because.
Well, they're going to.
It's too dangerous.
It's coming.
Because then if your clone does that and then you get accused, I mean, who wants to do that?
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a great Law and Order episode for 5 years from now when they're cloning humans. How a dude commits a murder and his DNA, it's his DNA, but turns out it was his clone. I like that. Let's give away another 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Saturday night, 6 until 8, Food Truck Festival night, plus special Houston Astros World Series celebration with the World Series trophy, Orbit the Astros mascot, and Astros legend Art Howe. Get all the info and tickets at SHRP.com. But if you're caller 26, you don't have to go to SHRP.com because we're going to give you the tickets. How about that?
That's sweet.
And a lot of good races for Texas bred horses on Saturday night. Already been through the card. I will make money.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Brad Powers.
Hey now.
I know you look forward to this, especially since you've been killing it on college basketball lately. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The blocks the selves out, winning gun fights with mega cops, but just a hugging, walking with his finger on the hugging. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Joining us now, he's lead college football analyst for pregame.com, but he's also really good at college basketball. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. It's our buddy Brad Powers. What's going on, Brad?
Not much. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
Fantastic. So before I let you two basketball experts get into it, and I wanted to ask you one quick question about college football, because Bovada's Heisman odds are out. And I know last year you were on Jarrett Stidham at one point, which I thought was a pretty good long shot. What about Khalil Tate at 9-1 with Kevin Sumlin running that offense?
I think it's pretty solid. I mean, I'd want maybe a little bit of a better payout on a guy. And keep in mind, Heisman, a lot of times, you know, tied to a team success. As far as, you know, most times the guy that wins the Heisman, his team has 10 or more wins. But, you know, guys like RG3 have won one. Tim Tebow won one on a team that had 3-4 losses. I guess the more value that I see is actually, I'm a big believer in this Arizona team. I think it's a great fit. And for what they got coming back and what I deem to be a down year for the Pac-12 South, USC, I think I'll be a little bit down. UCLA with the first-year coach and Chip Kelly, I'm not sure all those players significantly match his systems. I think Arizona's a dark, long shot that's worth maybe 150-1 to win the title. And keep in mind, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win the national title, but if they make at least a Pac-12 title game, which is reasonable, you can start making money off that ticket. So I'd prefer betting on the team than necessarily Khalil Tate. But, man, 9-1, yeah, sure, some odds. But I usually look way outside the box. Keep in mind, just 2 years ago, Lamar Jackson was 100-1. He won it. I mean, Bryce Love last year, who finished second, he opened up 100-1. And you look at, you know, Johnny Manziel, Jameis Winston, they weren't even on the Heisman board. They end up taking it home. So don't be afraid to take a 50-1 or greater long shot to win the Heisman.
All right, let's get into some college hoops. I find that this Michigan-Purdue matchup is very interesting. I think with revenge and just the way Beilein matches up here, as good as Purdue is, and I think they might be the best team in the country, I think Michigan's a good play here tonight. What do you say?
Yeah, I completely agree, and let me echo the thoughts that, I do the power ratings, and I got Purdue at the top right now. I mean, they've been remarkably consistent, haven't lost since November the 23rd, and in fact, they've only had 4 ATS losses since that time. They've been a covering machine, but one of those ATS losses came in a very fortunate win at Michigan. They got a couple of lucky calls at the end of that game, very well could have lost that game, so only won that game by 1 on the road. Now they're sitting here as a double-digit favorite. And let's talk about this Michigan team. Their last 12 games, they're 10-2 straight up in them, only lost being by a single point against Purdue. And then I thought last week when we talked about it right here on this show, I thought it was a terrible spot for them on the road at Nebraska a week ago. It was their third game in 5 days. And I just thought they were up against it, and then they get blown out there. And I thought they were punished in the marketplace a little too much for that loss. They came right back and covered against Rutgers. And name me the teams out there that can do this in a span of 4 days. Almost knock off Purdue, my top team in the country, and then go on the road to East Lansing and beat the Spartans by 10. I give you maybe 5 to 10 teams can do that in the country. Value on this Michigan team, I'll take them plus the 10.5 or 11 tonight.
SMU playing tonight at Connecticut. SMU has lost 2 of their starters, including Jerry Foster, who maybe their most important guy. They lose him. They lose Everett Ray to season-ending injuries. How much do you downgrade SMU at this point, or are they kind of a just wait-and-see thing?
I'll wait and see for me. Now, I think there's some slight value right now on Connecticut, their opponent in this game. Connecticut's played a really tough schedule this year. Obviously have been struggling straight up. They've lost each of their last couple of games, but they play solid defense there. You look at the spot here, a very long travel trip, the one of the longest in conference play for SMU, slightly in on Connecticut, but I don't have a strong play on this. Really going to feel it out and see what kind of team SMU is without those couple of players.
I got a. I'm going to throw a couple curveballs here at you. The Rice Owls are +1.5 tonight, which that may be the shortest line they get for the rest of the season, going up against a Florida International team that's struggling pretty badly. What do you think of Rice's chances to get a win?
Good, but I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't handicap this one too much. You look at Rice, I mean, they've only won one game since December the 15th. Haven't been a good play on team, but at least they're getting points. You know, one philosophy that I have is, you know, it's very tough backing bad teams when they're laying points, and that's the case here, especially with FIU on the road. Now, they had one of their better performances in their last game, covering a point spread where they were favored against Charlotte by 7.5, won that game by 20. What the heck, for the local audience out there, I'll lean with Rice plus the points.
One of the interesting games tonight is Utah and Arizona, and I'm not sure what to think of Arizona. They've been a roller coaster. If you remember, they were ranked number 2 preseason or something like that. They clearly haven't lived up to that. But there's been times they look brilliant, times they haven't. They're given 8 against a decent Utah team tonight. What are your thoughts on Arizona right now?
Yeah, do you mean Arizona State tonight?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Arizona State. Yeah, I mean, obviously they had a great start of the season where they started 12-0. But haven't covered a spread since then. So what I saw was a team that got overpriced in the marketplace. They're 0-5-2 against the number in their last 7 games. Now, a lot of them have been on the road. 5 out of the last 7 have been on the road. They've gotten a couple of wins here. But here's what I see out of the top 40 teams in the country. They have the worst defense. So to me, when you're facing inflated lines to begin with because of that great start, and everyone remembers the Kansas win in non-conference play, and you don't play good defense, then for me, it's a very tough sell to lay 8 points like they are in this matchup. And you look at the matchup against Utah. Now, the game pushed in their earlier meeting on January 7th. They came away with a 3-point win, but prior to that, Utah had covered 11 straight in the series. Utah off back-to-back wins, a little bit of a confidence boost. I lean with the Utes here plus the 8.
Well, since I did start talking about Arizona, Arizona is leading the Pac-12 right now. Their only loss, Colorado, at Colorado. They get that revenge game tonight. They're giving up 13.5. Arizona's really, really solid, but clearly this Colorado team has something that they can hang with them. What do you think here?
Yeah, I mean, it's very tough to lay that kind of number, especially with the Colorado defense that boasts a top 60 defense. And when you're laying double digits, that's going to be tough. But I do think Arizona's motivated. After that game, you know, the Colorado head coach had a couple of comments that might have gotten some play in the locker room. It might be a little bit of bulletin board material for Arizona. I know USC already used it against Colorado and Andy Enfield, and Sean Miller's the type that won't let that slide. I don't lay double digits too often in college basketball, but this might be the time with the revenge factor here. Give me the Wildcats minus the points.
You know, when you're doing your power ratings, and obviously there's a couple non-Power 5 program or non-Power 6, I guess, in basketball programs when you count the Big East, that have proven themselves over a certain amount of time. Gonzaga, Wichita, Creighton, St. Mary's, I'm sure you don't have that much trouble with. But when you've got teams like Nevada or TCU, how do you power rate those teams when they don't have a track record of success? I guess I shouldn't say TCU. I forget they're in the Big 12 now. But a team like Nevada, who hasn't been great in recent years and hasn't had these deep tournament runs that the other schools have had, how do you power rate those teams?
Well, one of the biggest factors is the non-conference schedule, and I'll give Nevada credit. They went out and scheduled decently this past year. Now, they had a tough loss last night in overtime against Wyoming, but prior to that, I'd been very impressed with what I'd seen from Nevada so far this season, and they were a team that I wasn't afraid to necessarily put right up there in my rankings. Now, what's happened here, particularly in the state of Nevada, is they got way overpriced in the marketplace. They started out 8-0 straight up and 8-0 against the spread. Since then, they've only had 3 covers since the 1st of December, so they definitely got overpriced in the marketplace. You know, they got decent performances. I mean, you mentioned TCU, lost by 4 on the neutral against TCU. That's not a bad loss whatsoever there. I'll see. Now they do. They just had a player that got dismissed for them. How they match up historically when, once they get to the tournament. They got some tournament experience last year. Obviously, I don't put the same value on them as a Wichita State, as a Gonzaga, but they're definitely a dangerous team. But with that being said, I'm not looking to blindly be playing on Nevada right now, because right now they're a dead team as far as I'm concerned, and I think there's a lot of value playing against them in the marketplace.
Let me ask you about one more team before we let you go, and this is a team, they played a strong non-conference schedule. Their losses, they lost to Nevada at Nevada. They lost to Virginia. They lost to Alabama at Alabama. And that's it. Rhode Island, 16-3. They haven't lost a game yet in Atlantic 10 play. And while I like them, I think they're good. Do you take into account that the rest of the A-10 looks like just total trash, and maybe they're just the best of the bunch? How do you rank a team like that in your power ratings?
Well, that's a great point. One thing, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, because they did have some tournament experience and played well in last year's tournament, and were an experienced team coming back. So at least they have that in their corner. But you're right, the A-10 way down compared to what it was, 4 or 5 years ago. And it'll be, and that's the thing that we all have to judge come March when you're evaluating some of these teams. And I got to think, me personally, Rhode Island, I think because of their success that they're having this year and people remembering them having tournament success last year, I think they're going to be overpriced in the marketplace come tournament time. And I won't be looking to back them like I was last year.
Brad, real quickly, I want to ask you about the University of Houston. They got a big win over Wichita. It came after a bad loss at Tulane where there was travel issues and all kinds of stuff, them getting there. But where do you have the Cougars in your rankings, and what do you think of them moving forward?
Yeah, they're trending upwards now. My first set of power rankings are going to come out tomorrow on Friday, and I'll probably have them as a top 40 team. And usually, that signifies they got a decent chance of making the tournament. Now, obviously, people are going to start seeing their success as far as the marketplace. They'll probably be a little bit overpriced, but I think they have a top 50 offense, top 50 defense. They don't have a lot of weaknesses, and obviously they're in a conference that is a multiple bid conference, so it's not like the old days in Conference USA where it might be a one or two bid league. The fact that they're going up against the likes of Cincinnati and Wichita State, a big win over SMU, I think they're trending great. 15-4, I'd put them on I think they'd make the cut line right now as far as the tournament goes, and they get one or two more big wins, I think they'll safely be in the tournament.
All right, that's Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. Also does basketball. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, great stuff as always, my friend. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sound good. Take care, guys.
There you go. You guys somehow make college basketball interesting.
That's because you can gamble on it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I punched a ticket on UConn during the conversation there. +6.
All right.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Please check out SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. A lot of great stuff on there today. There'll be a lot of great stuff on there tomorrow because A.J. Hoffman will be writing tomorrow.
That's right.
I have gambling from Jerry Bow. We've got Charlie Palillo will be on there tomorrow, but today John Granato's got a great column. Patrick Creighton's got a couple things on there. Barry Laminack got a video from Mindy Leveno. So just a lot of really cool stuff. Please go check it out and make it part of your morning, afternoon, or evening reading, because a lot of people are working very, very hard on it to bring you really cool free content. All right, I'm working really hard on it to bring you really cool free content. So
I am too.
Yeah, you are actually, and I was telling somebody this, it's like the guys who are the most established are
the ones who are working the hardest at this. And it's like you and Granato's throwing me all this extra stuff. And, you know, Lance is writing after injuring himself. And it's just, it's really cool to see. So, all right, let's do our Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I'm going to give you a something to look forward to that maybe, just maybe, you might live longer than you think. Because Jack Reynolds, he's in England. He's 105 years old.
It's too damn high.
He rappels. He rides roller coasters. He became the oldest person in the world to ride a roller coaster and successfully completed 3 trial rappels.
Good for him.
And, of course, he talks about how it is that he's able to do this, right? Says he keeps active, gets fresh air, being surrounded by loving family. But the key part of his routine, whiskey. He has a whiskey in his tea every morning and 2 shots of grouse and a glass with lemonade at night and swears by it. His youngest daughter, Jane Goodwin, who's 57 years old, said, if we got a cold or anything, he straight away gives us a whiskey.
There you go.
That's his medicine, and it's not done him bad. Well, if you tell me I drink whiskey every day and I live to 105.
You're in good shape then, my man.
Yeah, I like it. So apparently, also, he was born the same year the Titanic sank. That ought to tell you something. He also became the oldest person to do the ice bucket challenge at 102 years old. So,
Lord.
Guy looks pretty good for 105, I got to say.
I don't need it. I don't need 105 years on this earth.
I'll take 85.
I'm good with 75.
Yeah, really 80. I think 80 because by then you start breaking down.
Yeah, I don't want to ever have, like, you know, have to wear a diaper or anything like that. I'm not looking for
that. That's the part of my life I want to do without. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Let's try a phone call. See how it goes. John.
Have we taken a call today?
Yeah, we took one call. It was actually pretty good.
Hey, guys. Sports, man.
Sports,
how y'all doing?
John.
I was just at my buddy's house. You know the lady who played Wonder Woman?
Yeah, Gal Gadot.
Dude, she's going... Yeah, dude, she's online now. She's got white see-through yoga pants. Her ankles are behind her neck, both of them. She's got John Clayton on the back of her jersey in the mirror, and she's got Tom Brady on the front. I was going to see if y'all seen that yet.
No.
No. I'm not that high on her.
You know, yeah.
I mean, she's okay.
I think she's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, but she's, you know, I don't know. She kind of has the features that I like, but just for some reason she doesn't do it for me. Maybe it's because I thought that movie was so overrated. Well, for them to be attractive for me, I have to like their work. You know?
That's fair.
If you're just hot and I don't enjoy your movie, I can get just hot anywhere. You can see just hot on the internet without having to sit through a movie. But no, I've not seen that photo. I will take a look. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, I got one more. One more 4-pack of tickets to give away for Saturday night at Sam Houston Race Park from 6 until 8. It's Food Truck Festival night, plus special Houston Astros World Series celebration with the World Series trophy, Orbit, the Astros mascot, and Astros legend Art Howe. Get all the info and tickets at shrp.com. Let's take caller number 12. You will be joining me Saturday night in the special ESPN section. I also want to tell you guys, if you don't win, you're still welcome to come by there and hang out with us.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. We'll be out there doing the show tomorrow from 4 to 7, and then I'll be back out there Saturday night 6 to 8. And it's real easy to find. The show is on the first floor by the circle bar. And when we do the appearances upstairs, they're on the second floor, and it's right across from the Jockey Club. You can't miss it. There's a bar right there, very convenient. And it's a lot of fun. So please come out. I think you will enjoy it. You'll have fun. Everybody does. But he gets on that 50-cent beer on Friday night. Boy, last week, the people in the ESPN section did their damage to that 50-cent beer, as usual. It's always fun. There's always a group there. But it's always fun at the end of the, like, they'll start piling up the cups. And you realize just how much 50-cent beer you actually had. And you still got lit for less than $10.
Hey, did you see that Kevin Durant, who I don't know if you watched Tuesday's game, where he was a big baby, and he stoned a fit, and he got fined $15,000 for public criticism of officiating. He had a statement. "I wish I had handled that better, obviously, but it was kind of a heat of the moment for me. I could be better. It was a great learning experience for me, though. I wasn't getting picked on last night. I was being a diva last night. I've got to just own up to it. I watched it when I got home. I was wondering why he was coming at me so hard, but then I watched the plays, and I was like, yeah, I looked like a jerk out there. It was bad. Luckily, we won, and we can move past it, and I kind of owned up to it. I'll be better next time." Boy, you don't hear that very often from pro athletes.
Especially not from him.
And I was giving him grief the other day about, you know.
Yeah.
So kudos to him for that.
You know what? If I'm gonna rip him for some of the whiny stuff he does, I'll give him credit for that. Well done, Kevin Durant.
I've got an interesting story that I want to share with you.
Interesting story.
That's making the rounds, and I want to get you and Jong's thoughts on it on the other side. It has nothing to do with sports.
Awesome. All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.